I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, Christians in Lebanon are facing escalating danger. Stay tuned for the full story. Then later, today's believers have a lot in common with the early church. We'll explain what we mean in just a few moments. But first, Israel and Lebanon prepare for new and intensified fighting following Saturday's rocket strike on a soccer field in the Golan Heights. The attack killed 12 children and teens, one of the highest civilian casualties since Israel and Hezbollah began fighting in October. Although Israel and the U.S. blame Hezbollah for the strike, the terror group denies responsibility. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama tells us.
Everybody knows they did it. There's evidence all over the place, but they don't want to admit it because that raises the stakes even higher.
Prompted by the Gaza war, fighting between Israel and Hezbollah has been at the highest level since the two went to war in 2006. The people of southern Lebanon are suffering daily.
90 to 100,000 families have been internally displaced. 58 Lebanese schools or educational centers are now closed. Most churches are closed.
Heart for Lebanon introduces Lebanese families to the hope of Christ through aid packages and summer camps for kids. Learn how you can support these efforts in the full story at our website.
Almost every day, there's multiple drones overhead. Israeli jets fly low to break the sound barrier, and the rockets go back and forth. Can you imagine being a 9, 10, 11-year-old boy or girl, and maybe multiple times a day, the jets go over and break the sound barrier, scare you to death? That's trauma that's going to not only last today, this might last a whole lifetime for these kids.
Next, more than 3 billion people have no access to God's Word today, and they're cut off from any believers who can tell them about Jesus. Unfolding Word partners with global church planting networks to help rewrite this story. Dane with Unfolding Word says,
we want to equip the church with the ability to translate the Bible for themselves in every language. But we also want to equip the church for spiritual formation and discipleship.
Unfortunately, most pastors working in frontline regions with the greatest gospel gaps have no study helps like Bible commentaries. Dane saw the need firsthand when he recently visited church planting partners in Sudan.
I was so heartbroken because they had 200 or 300-year-old general reference works for their training for these young men and women that are coming out of Islam and coming to Christ in these huge refugee camps.
With your help, Unfolding Word teaches church planters how to translate scripture. Believers learn additional skills along the way that'll help them develop Bible commentaries.
Learning this approach gives them the insight into the Word of God that they've never had before, and it enriches their teaching.
Pray for resources needed to finish the work on Bible commentary projects in minority languages, and pray these resources will help pastors shepherd their flocks. Finally, the tension between Christianity and culture hasn't changed since the time of the early church. Denise Godwin from International Media Ministries discusses the historical parallels that she found during the production of the Heritage Project documentary series.
Culture and religion get into the same conflicts, whether intentional or accidental. I just find it fascinating that it does repeat. Initially, we were looking at the actual details of the history. As we were creating these programs, things were happening that were echoing the great writers of the second, third, and fourth century.
The Heritage Project focuses on challenges that early Christians faced under Roman government in North Africa.
The Christians were drawing some really hard lines that were offensive to the culture in Rome. That's why it's so powerful that in that time period, people were defining doctrine with the Bible for culture at large that would continue into our life.
Today, the church faces many issues, from cultural and political shift to persecution. Godwin suggests that the global church look to its founding men and women and how they use scripture as an example for dealing with these situations. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.